بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أبي أيوب خالد بن زيد الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رجلا قال يا رسول الله أخبرني بعمر يدخلني الجنة ويباعدني من النار فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تعبد الله ولا تشرك به شيئا وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصل الرحم متفق عليه. حضرت أبو أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه, his real name was Khalid bin Zaid, was a very famous Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very fortunate indeed that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam resided in his house when he made hijrah from Makkah to Medina until his own house was built. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived with Khalid bin Zaid, that is Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, and he participated with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the various battles. And after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala had grown old. He still continued to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is buried in Constantinople. So he narrates that a man said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, akhbidni bi'amalin yudkhilni al-jannah wa yuba'idni min al-nar. Inform me of such an action, such a deed that will enter me into paradise and keep me away from Jahannam. The Sahaba will come and ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of the concern about the akhirat, regarding such actions that if they do those actions, they bring those actions in their lives, then they will gain entry into paradise. This was always the desire, the worry, the concern, and they must be safe from Jahannam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied to him, and he said, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't commit shirk. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Have tawheed. Don't associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then establish your salah and give your zakat. And most probably at that time hajj was not yet fard. So Rasulullah mentioned these only. That's worship Allah alone. Establish your salah and give your zakat. And also roza was not compulsory at that time. But immediately after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Watasilu rahim." So with the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam included the following action of joining ties with your family members, maintaining family relationship. So from this we can understand how serious and how important it is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shows this sahabi that if you want to save yourself from Jahannam and you want entry into paradise, then whilst you are making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these important fundamentals we mentioned of Islam, with that, وَتَصِلُ rahim, you should maintain family relationships. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. We have done so many ahadith about obedience to parents, and joining family ties, maintaining the family relationships that we have. وَعَنْ سَلْمَان بِنْ عَامِرْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْ عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا أفطر أحدكم فليفطر على تمر فإنه بركة فإن لم يجد تمرا فالماء فإنه طهور وقال الصدقة على المسكين صدقة وعلى ذي الرحم ثنتان صدقة وصلة رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. In this hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم says, إذا أفطر أحدكم, when one of you makes iftar, person was fasting, now he is opening his fast, then he should try his best, فَلْيُفْتِرْ عَلَىٰ تَمْرٍ, he should open his roza, his fast, with a date, tamrun. Why? Rasul says, because this is barakah. This is blessing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept a lot of nutrition in a date. And doctors also will bear witness to this, those who have studied the fact that the date has got so much of energy for the person, that the entire day the person was fasting, and just one or two dates will suffice him to replenish that energy. It is good for his sight, it's good for his limbs. So just the tamr. So if a person opens his fast with a date, then this is barakah for him, this is blessings. The energy that he now requires because he was fasting, Allah Ta'ala keeps it in that one date. And فَإِلْ لَمْ يَجِدْ تَمْرًا, if he does not find any date, then he should open his roza with water. فَإِنَّهُ طَهُورٌ, because water is a purifier. Water also will assist a person in gaining some strength. It will purify not only his body, but some ulama have even mentioned it will purify, it will help to purify his soul also. So water is a purifier. If you do not have date, then open your roza with water. Then in the same hadith, Rasulullah also mentioned, As-sadaqatu ala al-miskini sadaqa. He's a poor person, a deserving person. So we give him some charity, we will get the reward for charity. But when we give a person who is a close relative, and he is poor, he's deserving, and if you give the poor relative, the poor person who is your close relative, you give him sadaqa, then you get double reward. One is you'll get the reward for giving charity, and the other you will give, be given reward for joining family relationship. And that is why we say charity begins at home. First, a person should look for the poor people, deserving people of his own household, his own family, because that is, it'll bond the unity between the family member. You will be seeing to your own relative first, and also you'll get the reward for charity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.